HB 631. This state bill, signed into law in 2018, has not stopped private property owners from defending what they believe is theirs from people who think beach use is a public right. The dispute has evolved to the point where it now pits the Walton County Commission against more than 600 beach property owners in an all-or-nothing legal fight that will decide whether all 26 miles of county beach are considered open and accessible to the public. The Walton County Commission favors opening the county's beaches to public access. It blames the situation the county now finds itself in on last year's passage of HB 631, a law that wiped out a local customary use ordinance adopted by the County Commission in 2017. The new law went into effect on July 1 last year, and some property owners drew literal lines in the sand to keep people off of the beaches they claimed as their own. Beachgoers, both residents and visitors, took offense, and county deputies spent the summer mediating trespass disputes. On the other side of the issue, the property owners blamed the local ordinance, which was the county's attempt to legalize customary use. The theory that beaches should be open to everyone by virtue of the fact mankind has walked them since the beginning. Private property rights are sacred, the homeowners argue, and the ordinance sought to take their land without even offering recompense. Sheriff Mike Atkinson said his deputies are already being called this year out to coastal properties to settle disputes between owners and beachgoers over who has the right to recreate where. In many of this year's cases, it's the same owners that last year griped loudly about private property rights and the same customary use advocates testing the resolve of the officers. The Walton County Commission last November voted unanimously to seek a judge's determination that its claim of customary use was valid and the county's beaches should be publicly accessible. On December 11th, it filed a lawsuit seeking a declaratory judgment in the matter. Before filing this suit, the county notified 1,194 beach property owners of their intention to take legal action. Thus far, 602 of those owners have hired lawyers to intervene on their behalf in the court case and resist the county's effort. Circuit Court Judge David Green has been assigned the customary use case and will at some point rule either for or against the county's motion. Most people involved in the case figure Green's ruling won't resolve anything and that whichever side loses will appeal the case. As both sides fight in the courts for what they think is right, the millions of visitors that come to Walton County each year may continue to be left reading signs on the beach and scratching their heads.